It's Friday, May 3rd, 2024. I'm Josh Rawlerson, and this is Pennsylvania Legacies, the podcast from the Pennsylvania Environmental Council. Well, the fourth Saturday in April is Celebrate Trails Day, a chance to learn, make new friends, and appreciate all the ways trails and greenways enrich our lives. This year, trail users in Pittsburgh have lots to celebrate. The area is gearing up for major expansions and enhancements to trail systems throughout Allegheny County, thanks to a historic investment from the county's Trail Development Fund. Funding is, of course, one of the most important pieces of any project, but in trail development, it's only the beginning. From the funding announcement to the ribbon cutting, it can take years, even decades of study, planning, design, and implementation work, most of it behind the scenes. And after all the excitement of a new trail section opening, it takes a solid plan and a years-long commitment to keep it in good shape. Right now, the trails team based in Peck's Western PA office is hard at work on planning for the new Turtle Creek Connector, which will link the Cary Furnace Historic Site in Rankin to the Westmoreland Heritage Trail and eventually the Great Allegheny Passage. That's just one of several projects planned for the countywide build-out in Allegheny County, and Peck is only one of several organizations involved in that effort. At the center of it all is Friends of the Riverfront, which has been working since 1991 to reconnect Pittsburghers with the city's three rivers through trail development and programming. Friends hosted several events last weekend for Celebrate Trails Day. I spoke to Development and Communications Director Kate Angel at one of those events.
We don't just build and maintain the trail, we also do programming on it because we think it's really important for people to see the trails as a natural space. It's an urban trail, so people sometimes don't think of it that way, but we have a great variety of plants and animals, and it is an absolutely a natural space and an opportunity for people in an urban environment to see that green space, that natural space, to allow them to relax and connect with nature. We also really emphasize bringing people back to the rivers. For, you know, so many decades, the rivers have been polluted and have been the site of usually buildings that don't allow you to get close to them. And that's changing really rapidly. So we want to invite people to come back to the rivers. People say a lot of things about them, but I will say one thing, which is they're cleaner than they've been in 200 years.
What's the awareness level, I guess, about the amount of mileage that's going to be coming online in the next couple of decades?
I think people do not realize how much work is happening behind the scenes in bringing those miles online. So we currently have more than 33 miles of land trail and more than 30 launches on our water trail. But we're working to bring an additional 35 miles online. And it is a slow process. We can't always predict exactly when that's going to happen. One of my roles is educating people about that process and why it does take as long as it does, because I think that people hear about, oh, that's going to happen, and if it doesn't happen right away, they can become confused about why it's not happening. So the work of building trails takes years and sometimes decades, but we are lucky in that as an organization, we have an entire staff dedicated to doing nothing but dealing with those challenges and overcoming them. So people with legal expertise and advocacy expertise and expertise in reaching out to and working with municipalities to make sure that trails happen.
It's like kind of a double-edged thing you're dealing with. You want people to know about what's happening and you want them to be excited and engaged, but you also don't want to, you want to manage expectations, right?
Indeed. One thing that I want to note is that that excitement and engagement is critical to making trails happen. Even if it takes years, and I know that sometimes it's hard to sustain that excitement when you want to see it happen right away. But having that kind of public support, or support from also our members and our, you know, our supporters in general, it's crucial because that translates into data, it translates into support, it translates into conversations with elected officials and others. We just released an economic impact study for the trails, and the news is very, very good. We're talking about millions and millions of dollars in local workers and local businesses' pockets as a direct result of the trails.
And I hear you're doing a gap analysis too.
We are, and we're excited to start that. We are very committed to seeing the trails as not just a place for some people, but a place for all people. An asset not just for some, but for all. Accessibility is major for us, and filling in those gaps along the trail and making sure that we understand where that's going to make the greatest impact is crucial for us, and it makes us better at our jobs to understand what that impact should look like and what it means.
I know one of the things that our trails folks are looking at PEC lately more and more is maintenance to sustainability, and like everybody gets excited about ribbon cuttings and it's great to see all new trails, but what's the planning going into keeping these trails looking good? And, you know, is that on your radar too?
I think anyone who deals with natural assets like a trail has to think about the long-term longevity of it and the maintenance of it. I think that people get very excited about trails and sometimes don't realize the amount of work that goes into actually maintaining them long-term. And that's actually true of any green space, any natural asset. People tend to think you set it and forget it. And that's just not true of anything, unfortunately. All green spaces, all natural assets, all recreational assets need to be managed long term. And that costs usually money. And it certainly takes a very powerful volunteer effort, which we're very lucky to have a great, great, great volunteer effort. We engage thousands of people per year to help us maintain our 33 miles of trail.
And you have some other events going on around the area today, too?
We have one more. Well, let's see. I think we had a bird walk this morning. It was very early. I think it was started at 7:30 or 8. But we also have a Celebrate Trails Day bike ride with our trail development team. So what's really great about that is they'll get you out in the trail, but they're the ones who know what's coming. And they'll be able to tell you where that is in the development process and sort of give people a preview and give them the vision that we have, which is not just extending the Three Rivers Heritage Trail, but making sure that all those gaps are filled in so that we can participate in the larger network that is going to hopefully cover the nation.
Kate Angel is Director of Development and Communications at Friends of the Riverfront. PEC staff were out last weekend celebrating trails across the Industrial Heartland Trails region in southwestern Pennsylvania and northern West Virginia. And for the rest of this episode, we'll hear voices from some of those Celebrate Trails Day events. We begin in Millvale Borough, Allegheny County, where we got a preview of future projects in the works along the banks of the Allegheny River with Friends of the Riverfront's Courtney Marinich-Vita.
We thought for Celebrating Trails Days, we would get riders out with our trail development team to help kind of integrate us with the public so people can ask us questions about trail projects, and we can also inform them about trail projects and show them things that we've been doing around the city and around the county. We wanted to pick a route that you could see different sections of the trail, so the North Shore, the going to the iconic vision at the point, and ending at the south side. We wanted to pick a route that we felt was a good distance. It was a moderate distance, so anybody of all capabilities could attend, but also kind of got you to a lot of different sections of the trail. So the route we chose is about roughly a 10-mile out and back, and it was pretty easy and moderate, and people got to see some of those cool features like the Monmouth Connector, the switchback. You know, you got to see the North Shore and the stadium. And then we got to end at Sly Fox, you know, and so we could also spend our money and contribute back to the local economy. So right now we have 35 miles in trail development across Allegheny County. So that'll be extending the system in a lot of various areas. So some of our big connection projects that we talked about today was the extension out the Allegheny Valley, connecting Millvale up to Freeport as part of the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. We also talked about Hazel Green to Cary Furnace, as well as Cary Furnace up to Trapper to connect with the Westmoreland Heritage Trail with the Turtle Creek Connector Project. We talked about the VOP, the Verona Oakmont Penn Hills and Plum Connector, connecting Steel City Rowing in Verona up to Boyce Park. So getting people a little bit different perspective going from the river up to some of our really great county assets. And then we also talked about like the maintenance plan we're working on at the city. I know it doesn't seem like a really cool project, but it actually is because, you know, the trails are here and we want to make sure they're maintained in the long run. So we want to celebrate that and also recognize all the work that's going into the keeping the trails maintained and creating an enjoyable experience. The interesting thing is the trails actually haven't been repaved since they were built. So some of these sections were about 30 years old in pavement, which is kind of crazy. So if anyone had been on some sections, you know, they start to get a little rough. You get the tree roots, the cracks in the pavement and such like that. So Friends has been working really hard to advocate and work with the city of Pittsburgh to help actually start repaving certain sections. So we started with the south side, the original section that was built in 1991. We helped work on getting a section in the North Shore done, a section down Chateau, and now we're working on a section to get repaved from south side down to the Baldwin. So it's actually really great. You know, that's the thing is the trails are getting used. They're getting a lot of love. We want to make sure that we're putting that love right back into them to make sure everyone has an enjoyable and safe experience.
My name is Doug Walsh, and I live on the north side of Pittsburgh. I'm new to the area and new to these trails, so it was a great experience to see how developed the trails are and just all the city that you can see from the trails. What a resource this is, the trails here in a city. It's incredible that the city has worked together to develop these trails and maintain them. I don't even own a bike. I had to rent one for today, and I'm so glad I did. It's just beautiful weather, beautiful day, and a good group to do this with.
My name's Susan Westwood. I live in Millville now, but I'm originally from Observatory Hill in Northside. I'm just hanging out with a bunch of people from Friends of the Riverfront. We're doing a little bike tour of the Three River Heritage Trail. So it's cool. It's a great day. I'm on the trails all the time. I bike on the trails. I walk on the trails. I'm a steward on the trail. So I'm the eyes on the trail for things that need to be taken care of, whether it's with the Friends of the Riverfront or the contacts that are on my part of the trail. So I'm in Millville. So that's my part from the beginning of Millville to the 31st Street Bridge. I love it because I'm passionate about trash. I don't love trash, but I'm passionate about getting rid of it. So that's my gig.
I'm Eric Snyder. I'm with the National Road Heritage Corridor and the soon-to-be Fayette Trails Coalition.
I'm Bill Talkington with the Friends of the Sheepskin Trail.
We are celebrating Trails Day on the Sheepskin. It's just an informal social ride. We're going to ride here from Hutchinson Park, kind of near the EV stations that they've recently put out, and we're going to go up to Mama Ruka's Pizza about 2 miles away, enjoy some local craft beers and some local pizza, and kind of kick it off from there and enjoy each other's companies, talk trails for a little bit, and ride back. Here within the next few months, we got a tourism grant from Fayette County. We'll be installing 5 e-bike chargers along the Sheepskin. 3 are going here in Hutchinson Park and South Union, and also 4 public repair stands and 3 public pumps as well. Mama Ruka's, where we're going, has a sign on the trail with a QR code. You can scan their menu. It's very welcoming. So we're starting to see people embrace it. I was even talking to them about this event. They're working with a craft brewer to get a sheepskin beer. So there's a lot of embracing happening. Point Marion Park's really embracing it, and their downtown area is really embracing it as well. And we're working on a connectivity project to kind of put a dedicated route through downtown Point Marion to connect trail riders to businesses.
And then in downtown Uniontown, where the Sheepskin officially isn't built yet, there's a coffee, ice cream, and baked goods shop called From Scratch. And the owner and operator of that asked me regularly, when's the Sheepskin coming through? Because it's literally right outside her door. And so she can't wait just as much as us. So.
Next 2 to 5 years, my pie in the sky is to see Uniontown connected to the Gap. And then that'll really, in my opinion, give it the kick in the pants and that momentum, and people will really see that value. It's just like, oh, this is definitely a destination trail, and it's not really broken up anymore, and hopefully that'll give it the momentum that it needs to continue on down to Point Marion.
And I think connecting to the Gap as soon as we can is just going to make going south even easier. Connecting to West Virginia, the rest of the IHTC, and
it'll be huge.
I'm Ella Belling. I'm the executive director of the Mon River Trails Conservancy. We're having a trail party at mile 10 of the Mon River Trails. It's a celebration of Celebrate Trails Day, and we have over 30 art vendors out, free kids activities, free bike and kayak rentals, and just live bands. It's a whole festive event taking part as part of the national celebration. That's the great thing about arts walks is you get all kinds of people, not just like the usual trail user sometimes. It's people out shopping, people out coming out of their hotel rooms and finding the art walk right on their back steps. We've got big vision of seeing the Parkersburg to Pittsburgh corridor built. I'm talking it up. So many people come by here today wanting to see that trail complete and already know about my vision. I'm not even sharing. You know, it's like they know about it, which is a whole new stage of the world, right? But yeah, so we're doing that, and then we're also working on our neighborhood connections as much as we can. So we've also got the kind of the micro cosm of trying to see more neighborhoods and people connected to trail.
I'm Susan Eason, and I help out with the Mon River's Rails Trail. We just took a picture of folks setting off on a 2-mile walk along the trail. There was a group of them getting going and heading up the river, and then they'll come back. At least 3 times a week I'm out on the trail, usually on my bike, but I also do running on the trail. So this is just a wonderful asset to Morgantown. It's many years ago that it started, but it's really made a big difference to the whole economy and the fact that people are out and about more, recreating and enjoying it. So it's just a big boost to the area. My daughter's a student at WVU, and the other day I was getting ready to go on a run, and I texted her and said, let's go out on the trail, and she said, I'm already here. She was walking with her friend after class. I think rail trails are amazing. I love that people care about them and want to make them happen more and more around the country. I think they're wonderful.
This is called purple dead nettle, and it's called that because it's very similar to stinging nettle, but it doesn't sting, and it has a lot of the same. It's edible, the full plant, and it's also really delicious, kind of like spinach, and extra nutritious.
I'm Maddie Dayton. I work with Friends of the Riverfront. I am the Communications and Development Coordinator. We are on the Duck Hollow segment of the Three Rivers Heritage Trail. Yeah, it's very nice out today. Very beautiful day to be out here. So this is a little plant walk that we're doing, partnering with an organization called Herbalists Without Borders. And it was kind of just like a casual, nice little stroll along the trail looking at, you know, plant species, herb species, invasives, natives, and just kind of learning more about them and what's in Pittsburgh, which I definitely didn't know a lot about before today. So this was super informative for me. And I think it's just really fun to kind of get outside and enjoy your local environment and the people around you. And it's a beautiful day to be outside and just another reason to celebrate trails.
Anything that they're questioning or know some things about, give a shout.
I'm Shannon Gibson, and I am the chapter coordinator, Herbalists Without Borders Pittsburgh chapter. The mission has really just been to get plant lovers and herbalists and gardeners and really anyone that's interested in health justice and ecology and, you know, just the plants in general, to get them together and to talk and learn from each other and, you know, try to do some good community work. I graduated from the Well of Indigenous Wisdom Herbal School, and the teachings are in an indigenous format, which is where, you know, everyone learns from each other. I think learning in a community environment is very beneficial. Everyone has knowledge. I don't believe everyone can know everything, and it's just a much more holistic way to learn. You know, there's a lot to gather from each other.
It is edible. It's kind of bitter. Like, yeah.
Which one?
The dandelion?
Yeah, the dandelion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The roots, the leaves, the everything.
You heard sounds and voices from just a few of the dozens of Celebrate Trails Day events held around the Commonwealth last weekend. Thanks to PAC Trails Program Coordinator Alexandra Long and Communications Coordinator Derek Maiello for gathering that audio, and to Derek for working on the edit. Check out the post accompanying this podcast on the PEC website for more on the Turtle Creek Connector project I mentioned in the introduction. We also have information on Allegheny County's broader trail expansion effort through Friends of the Riverfront and others. You can find a link to our 2022 interview with Friends Executive Director Kelsey Ripper on the occasion of that historic funding announcement from Allegheny County. And that's just a small taste of the trail news you'll find on our website from all across the state. In the Southeast, we were part of last week's celebration on the Delaware and Lehigh Trail, which just gained 75 continuous miles with the completion of a bridge project in Morrisville. Earlier in the month, we brought you video from the Kiske Junction Railroad Bridge in Armstrong County, a major connection in the emerging Erie to Pittsburgh Trail Corridor. Find all of that on the website at pecpa.org. We'll include links in the episode description for the show you just heard. While you're on the website, check out more content and information on PEC's trails programs across the state, including the Circuit Trails Coalition in southeastern Pennsylvania and greater Philadelphia. Of course, the Industrial Heartland Trails in western Pennsylvania and neighboring states, and our trails work in northeastern Pennsylvania, including the Get Your Tail on the Trail program. That's all on our website again, pecpa.org. That's all for this podcast. Thanks for joining us, and hope you'll tune in again for the next one. Until then, for Pennsylvania Environmental Council, I'm Josh Rawlerson, and thanks for listening.